Hey, it's a pleasure to say we got J.R. Richardson from the NRC back on with us. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. I hope everyone's enjoying the summer. It's been a beauty. Lots of rain, but lots of time to go fishing, so I've been doing good.
You've been doing a little fishing yourself?
Oh, yeah. It's interesting because Jim Dexter, the head of fisheries, came up a couple weeks ago, and we had the time. We took 2 days, and one day we went brook trout fishing, and the rivers were almost perfect. We did well on the brook trout and fly fishing for them. And then we went did a little walleye fishing, and we did a little lake trout fishing and brown fishing in Lake Superior. So it was good to show Jim, the head of fisheries, what we had going and how the fisheries working. And, I had him up for a UP sports fishermen's meeting also, and good that we could talk about anything from walleye rearing to salmon planting. So
that's good. You got to get those guys. Cool. Those Lansing guys got to get up here, don't they? They got to see it.
Yeah, I mean, if all I can say to someone from Lansing, if a youper invites you to come fishing with them, you got to go. That's it for me.
Well, Jim, you got a big NRC meeting coming up this Thursday. I know some of the topics really aren't applicable to the UP, the whole chumming thing downstate. Wow, is that just on fire right now on both sides of the fence. But is there anything you could tell me that you're looking forward to? Anything further on center fire cartridges for coyotes at night, anything like that?
Yeah, I could see the MUCC had their annual convention downstate, and they had came out with a recommendation on center fired rifles. And I think that, in my opinion, they came out supporting it, obviously.
Yeah.
And in my opinion, looking at the deer populations, all the work we're doing on habitat and all the, predator-prey studies we do and all of this, if our goal in life is to, reduce the amount of predators, a.k.a. coyotes, by hunting practices and harvesting practices, we ought to take a good, strong look at using center fire because, to maximize the opportunity when you are in the woods to take that type of a predator out. And, we're in the process of looking at the safety implications from that, from using center fire and just the general safety and what you're seeing through your scopers, what you want to shoot at and all that good stuff. So, in my opinion, in the long run, from a UP perspective, that center fire is something that we should look at very closely. And I go to a lot of predator hunts during the wintertime, anywhere from Ogeebit County to Hoppy's Bar in Canton to up by Crystal, and that's the one common theme I hear. I mean, people are really happy we open up the season for year-round, and they're also happy about the night hunting, and the next thing on their list that always comes to me is the center fired, and, for a humane way to harvest an animal, you got to take a good look at it.
Yeah. No, and, I like the idea, too, and I think you're being, cautious about it, and that's a good thing, but it's good to hear that it's still a topic of conversation at the NRC meetings and with MUCC, of course, supporting it. So that's good. Sure hope you stick around for part two with J.R. Richardson, co-chair from the Natural Resources Commission. And we're going to switch over and talk about fishing in our next outdoor report and specifically discuss salmon plantings and the fact that the DNR is thinking about decreasing them. So stick around for part two in our next outdoor report later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.